I started off trying to write something down, just telling you that Oklahoma is shaking, not only from the 1,714 man-made earthquakes that happened this year, but also shaking our heads in response to the idea of having Scott Pruitt being named the head of the EPA. It was likened in my community to putting Custer in charge of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Because the adverse way that he has treated our people, and not only our sovereignty and ignoring those issues, but ignoring the very genocidal process that the extractive industry has created for the Ponca people of Oklahoma. We live in north central Oklahoma. We're a community of 800 to 1,200. We have averaged over the years a funeral a week because of the detrimental air, earth, and water impacts from ConocoPhillips. Now it's the Phillips 66 that is there. We also are dealing right now with the fact that we have had 10,000 injection wells, putting approximately 43 billion gallons of fracked water back into the earth there. We live on a nest of pipelines dating back to the 1920s. We do not know what's going on with the infrastructure there, but as recently as Labor Day of this past year, 4 months ago, we had an earthquake there that was a 5.8 man-made earthquake that was within 1.5 miles under the earth. So that makes the shaking that much more violent. We know that within our tribal area that we've had to get an emergency grant to redo the water structure there because of the impact of these earthquakes. And yet, we have no reports at all of any of the issues dealing with the pipelines under the earth. We know that these aging pipeline structures, infrastructures, are ready to burst at any moment. And in fact, in Cushing, Oklahoma, an hour away from our homeland, there has been ruptures there. And they're not being monitored for what's going on. And in fact, today, an executive order was signed putting Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipeline on a fast track to impact us even more. The type of money that is following Scott Pruitt and is directing his work has been so bad for us that we have had no recourse where to go when we've had five fish kills in the Salt Fork River running through our community. They're only testing for organics through the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality. They are not testing for the volatiles that are inside the fracking fluids, which can number up to 200. We know that we have tested 30 injection wells within a two-mile radius of our tribal headquarters, and out of those 30 tests, 30 are leaking methane gas. Right down the road from us, within a few miles, the Otoe, Missouri, have a coal-fired generating plant. And the mercury is leaching into the groundwater there, where our groundwater is 8 to 10, 12 feet under the earth right there. And we've had a spike there in autism, a spike in children not making it to birth. We've had a spike in our area of cancers, autoimmune diseases, and children being born with bone cancers. And the life expectancy is dropping significantly. We are not getting any action from the Attorney General. There was a period of time that we could talk to the state of Oklahoma and talk about maybe even the EPA, who is now setting up policies to deal with treaty issues, and those policies have never been in place before. We're not finding Scott Pruitt has been answerable on any of these issues, and in fact has turned a blind eye in favor of any large extractive industry business that wants to put up business in Oklahoma. We are terrified at the idea of him becoming the head of the EPA because that blocks the avenues that we have for any remediation at all. Thank you.